You're listening to a message from Every Nation Canberra. In this second message from our The Quest for Calm series, Pastor Joe Sulit uses Isaiah 26 verse 3 to talk about the search and source of personal peace.
Welcome everyone. This is part of our series called The Quest for Calm. We are continuing our series on peace, and this is part two of that, the elusive emotion of peace. Last week, we talked about one of the reasons why we are not at peace. It's because we always want to be in control of everything that happens around us. And we know that we can't. We find peace by trusting the Lord, not leaning on our own understanding, and, you know, just making Him, allowing Him to guide our paths. The verse says, we acknowledge Him in all our ways, and He will make straight our paths. I was reading an article about morning anxiety. Why our anxiety is worst in the morning. You probably experience that, right? At the start of a new day, it's kind of hard not to think about the things that you need to do, right? You get overwhelmed. What am I going to do today? What's going to happen? And then we're overwhelmed with negative thoughts on what we need to achieve that day. This unhealthy mind exercise leaves us with that, you know, that sinking feeling when you wake up in the morning, even if it's a bright and sunny day, you just feel so down. And it turns out there's a scientific reason for this. Anxiety can be worse in the morning because your cortisol level, the stress hormone, normally is highest in the morning. That allows you to prepare yourself for the things that are, you know, coming your way. So your body sort of like boosts up that extra cortisol in your system so that you'll be ready to face the day. Unfortunately, it also has a negative effect. The study also shows that going to bed anxious, who among you here goes to bed anxious, will raise your cortisol level. That's why when you wake up in the morning, you have this racing mind. You have a lot of things going on in your mind. Every day, an infinite number of thoughts sort of come across our mind. And these thoughts are influenced either by our past, what's happening right now, or the things that we are worried about the future. I believe that everything starts here. The battle for peace starts in the mind. When life is going rough for most of us, it's easy to say, I trust God. God will make a way. God's grace will be upon me. But most of the time, we feel defeated. Even if we know this by heart, we're Christians. We love Jesus, and we know He loves us, and we know that He can make the impossible possible. But the thing is, most of the time we still feel defeated, right? Even if we know this, defeated inside. Although the triggers may be external, the battle for peace always begins in the mind. Now listen to this. I'm not saying that peace is a mindset. No, it's not. We learned from last week that peace is not a place. Peace is not something that happens around us. Peace is a person, and that person is Jesus Himself. And the peace that Jesus gives us is the peace that the world will not be able to give us. Who among you wants to be tossed around by the things happening around you? Most of the time, we let the things around us control us rather than us being in control of our surroundings. How many times have you found yourself being worried about the things that are happening around you? All of us, we want to experience peace within. And all of us wants to be at peace with our circumstances, whatever they may be. So how do we experience peace? I mean real peace. It's not just like the I'm okay kind of smile when someone asks you how you're doing. The peace that comes from God. How do we experience this? Our verse today answers that question in a very straightforward, but in a very powerful way. I would like you to turn your Bible to Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. We'll just be reading one verse today, so you can scan this if you don't have your physical Bibles with you. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Just to give you a little context, this was written to the people of Judah who are about to be taken into captivity by the nation of Babylon. Imagine the fear, the anxiety, the anticipation of the scary and challenging time ahead of the people of Judah. Let's read our Bibles together. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. This is the word of the Lord. I want you to close your eyes for a minute and meditate on this. Let's say it to yourself. Say it to yourself. Lord, you will keep me in perfect peace because my mind is stayed on you and because I trust you. You know, this verse has helped me in one of the most trying and difficult moments of my life. I would recite this verse every night before I go to sleep. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. What does this mean? It means that peace has something to do with what's in your mind. Peace has something to do with what your mind is stayed on or what you are thinking about. What occupied your thoughts this week? Just recall the things that you thought about or probably the things you were worried or anxious about this week. How did you feel about yourself this week? Think about that for a moment. The enemy is the father of lies. He carries with him a mirror, and he tempts us to actually hold that mirror and look at that mirror. When we do actually take that mirror and look into it, we sort of view ourselves in the things that are happening around us in a different way, in a skewed way. That's what he does. And this is where the battle begins. He will tell you you're not good enough. You know, he will make you lose your passion. He will take away your joy. He will make you fearful of the future. He will make you angry. And he will just take away the joy in your heart. For many of us, there's only a sliver of attention that is on the present. A lot of us want to dwell on what has happened in the past. A lot of us would want to worry about the future. The war thrives in our unconscious participation with this look at yourself thing. Unconsciously, we participate with that. The war is in your head. But the thing is, you will feel the effects of that on your body, right? Your chest is tight. You're having difficulty breathing. The truth is, our body experiences what our mind is going through in reality. The battle is in our mind. But our body becomes the collateral damage, right? You know that. We all know this. We overthink, we overanalyze a situation. And what worries do is they take away our grip of the present, right? It robs us of our peace of mind. It robs us of the precious time that we could be grateful for the other things that God has blessed us with. The war in our heads not just only harms us, but it also affects our relationships. It affects your spouse, your children, the way you relate to them, even at your workplace. Our mental state is affected, and we needlessly suffer because of it. Even the people who love and care for us become victims. At the end of the day, when you are not in peace with yourself, you're not at peace inside, you feel tired and unproductive, and your mind becomes polluted with unnecessary worries. And you get to the point, and we all experience that, when you cannot even function. What happens is that we lose our joy and we lose the presence of the moment. Let's go back to the verse. There are two parts in this passage. It says, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. The first is God's part. This is written in a continuous form. meaning it's always there. It's a daily provision from the Lord. This is a promise that is given to us. This is God's part, given to us if, yes, the promise is perfect peace. In the original translation, it's not perfect peace. It's peace, peace. Shalom, shalom. It's peace in peace. It's perfect peace. It's more than what you need, more than what you can ask for. Whether it's peace in your heart, peace in the family, peace in your marriage, peace in the world, every type of peace that you can even think of, it's part of that. Peace, peace, shalom, shalom. I will keep you in that perfect peace if this is our part. If our mind is stayed on Him because we trust Him. It is something that we battle with every day because we unconsciously take the mirror that the enemy hands over to us. We look at it, we get disheartened, we get discouraged. We become consumed by thinking about how to make that reflection better. And we lose our focus. You know, there's nothing impossible to God. You don't have any doubts about it. But your mind, it still dwells in the problem. I feel like I'm a strong Christian. I have a strong faith. And I know that God can make the impossible possible. But I still worry. I still dwell on the problem. The man who experiences perfect peace is the man whose mind is focused on God. We stay focused on God. Why? Because we trust Him. It's as simple as that. God's peace is ever present. It's always there. But we will not experience it if our mind is focused on the problem. The key to peace is very, very simple. But sometimes it's the hardest thing to do. Focus on God. Why? Because you trust Him. And that you know that He can make what humanly impossible possible. The more we trust Him, the more we learn to let go of the things we're worried about and focus on the goodness of the Lord, His faithfulness, and His mercy and love. I just want you to remember this. This is a very, very short exhortation on this verse. I just want you to think that the battle is not yours. And you cannot win it in your own intelligence, in your own skill, in your own experience, with your passion and choices in life. You cannot win it by yourself. There's another verse that actually helped me during the most difficult time in my life. And it's a verse of surrender found in Psalm 56, verse 3. It says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." How many times do we feel afraid of something? Something that we are never in control of. Something that we want to control, but we can't. Every time you feel that tinge of fear in your heart, just say this verse over and over again. "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you." Peace is not found in the absence of problems, but in the presence of God. Someone has overcome them already. Jesus said, "Take heart. I have overcome everything that you've been worrying about." I want you to think of the challenge you're facing right now. I don't know what that is, but God is bigger than that challenge. I want you to think of the situation that you are afraid of. And I assure you, God is bigger than that situation. Think of the mess that you have created. Think of the sins that you have done. Think of the wrong decisions that you have made. God is bigger than that. You know, a life that's free of trouble is what the world considers peace. Like if you have a good career, probably, you know, a healthy family, a nice job, some decent amount of money in the bank. That's the world's concept of peace. But the peace that God will give you is beyond anything that you have ever acquired, achieved, or dreamed in your life. It's a peace that is not dependent on your circumstance. Yes, there is such a thing as shalom, shalom. There is such a thing as perfect peace. If you want to experience this kind of peace, remember, what consumes your mind is what controls you. What consumes your mind is what controls you. When you put your trust in God, the impossible becomes possible. Focus on the giants and you will stumble. Focus on God, your giants will fall. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. It's a timely reminder for most of us who are overcome with worry and fear. Probably fear about sickness, fear of not being able to control our children, fear of fighting with the people we love, fear of not having enough, fear of not being enough. Lord, we just worry about so many things. And today we thank you for reminding us that we can have shalom, shalom. Perfect peace. Not the kind that the world gives, but the one that can only come from the Prince of Peace himself. A peace that transcends every human understanding. A peace that we cannot even explain in words. Lord, thank you for that peace. And thank you for reminding us that there is a part that we need to play. We need to trust you. We need to stay our minds focused on you. So Lord, right now, I let go of every distraction that fills my thoughts every day. I just want to think of you. And thank you for your promise of peace that I can claim now if I focus on your steadfast love, your amazing grace, and your wonderful mercy. Lord, I give to you everything that I carry heavy in my heart. Want your peace in return. This I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone say, amen and amen. Thank you so much, church. We'll see you again next week for the third installment of our Peace Series.
You just heard a message from Every Nation Canberra. For more podcasts and for more information on Every Nation Canberra, please visit everynationcanberra.org. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/everynationcanberra and on Instagram at instagram.com/encanberra. We meet every Saturday at 104 The Valley Avenue, Gungahlin. Would you like to be connected to a tag group? Email us at everynationcanberra@gmail.com.